We are getting an update from one of our favorite campsites here in the listening area, and that would be Camp Canaan. Matt Harper is the camp director, and he wears more hats than that. But for this purpose, he is the camp director out there for Camp Canaan. And good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, gosh, the last time we caught up with you, Hurricane Helene really did a number on your camp. It basically leveled it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a portion of the island that didn't have water on it. Our sports fields had 10 feet of water. Our office had 3 feet of water in it. The houses had 2 feet of water. I mean, it was pretty bad, but got us efficient. We're about 90% repaired now. And so we finally started having groups back out towards the end of January.
And that was going to be our next question. Now, take us through the last couple of months. What does the camp, also they call it the island because it's really on an island, what does the island look like today?
It looks like nothing happened almost. Like we have a couple more areas, like, because when floods come, I mean, it brings debris from everywhere. So mainly the wooded area, the disc golf course, it still needs work. So Innova's working with us to repair that because we're going to be help host the college disc golf tournament championship. So we're getting ready for that, which is really exciting. The main areas of camp doesn't look like a flood hit anymore. Like the buildings are back open. The last area that we're really working on is the basketball court. As you know, we eat there until we get this conference center. So we still have to make some repairs there, but we'll definitely be ready for summer.
And if I'm not mistaken, like you didn't qualify for insurance, correct? Or were you able to work some of that out? Or?
Well, the primary thing was we quit getting quotes for it because it's so expensive. I mean, it'd be another $80,000. To get insurance. So we looked at that, and but we're a risk area because we're right below the hydro station. Mm-hmm. So we've looked at it. We've been trying to get some FEMA help, and it's just really, there's a lot of hoops to jump through, and right now we're not qualifying for help. And so we've been looking at SBA loans to try to, you know, help bridge the gap.
Is it because you just kind of fall into the middle section, that gray section?
We're a private nonprofit, and so there's very strict guidelines with FEMA of what makes you qualify. And so we're trying to work through those processes because even any sort of help, I mean, right now, in still counting, we're $650,000 in damages. And that's a big hit for a nonprofit of our size. Or I think for anybody.
Yeah. And so you've had to pay for all of the construction and upgrades through just your community partners?
Yeah, a lot of donors helped us out. A lot of contractors helped us out on the repairs. I start shouting them out, but I know the radio program's not that long, but a lot of people just helped us out. And So with the dining hall, we are almost fully funded through phase two before the flood, which is really exciting. So we're building in three phases with the idea of, if you build it, donations will come. So we can actually show people it's a reality, not a dream. But one of the generous donors for phase two said, hey, Matt, take my donation, get the camp back open, and then pay it back, you know, as you can.
And you bring up a good point with donations and donors. And you've explained this on the program before, but for those listeners who might not have heard, it's not like other camps in the area where we consider those what we call legacy camps.
Right.
So because Camp Canaan, I mean, Camp Canaan is what is it?
20 years
old.
15 years full time, 5 years to get it off
the
ground.
And that sounds like a long time, but really in the camp world, it's not, because those campers haven't really had time to grow up, get jobs, and be at a place where they can then donate back to camp, right?
Our first campers are entering the workforce. Okay. You know, 2009 was our first year full-time. And, you know, just building that legacy. And, I mean, we have a strong following. Our community, the people that come to Canaan love us and support us. But, you know, a lot of the camps have been around for 100 years, and we're in the teenage years of our...
You're a teenager.
Yeah.
You're not even legal yet if you're 20. They're not even legal. Okay, so Matt Harper is the camp director, executive director. He's the face of Camp Canaan, though he would
Chief
love...
bottle washer, you know, whatever it is.
He would love to give it to his staff and the campers, and we've all benefited from a lot of fun out there at Camp Canaan. So you had to not only recover from what Hurricane Helene did, damage-wise, then you're in the middle of building other buildings on campus. What were those buildings, or what are those buildings, and where are they in the construction timeline?
Yeah, so we're building a conference center, which will give us like a place for kids to eat indoors in the air conditioning, a place to, if it rains at camp, we're like, okay, what do we do? So it's a massive place where we could actually do games. And because like right now, you know, the areas are the basketball court, but on that tin roof, you can't hear anything in this rain. So we're scheduled to start in August, and things were being delayed. And that was just the Lord's timing. Because if we would have started in August, and then all those framing materials, all that would have floated downriver. Like a lot of our stuff, we don't even know what we're missing because it floated down the river, you know. So like our program equipment and high adventure gear, like one bin just completely floated down river.
Wow.
And all the rest of them are ruined. Like once you get flood waters and grit and the adventure equipment, you can't use it anymore. But yeah, so it was really the Lord's timing that it got delayed. But we went ahead. We still had enough money to start phase one, just to get it off the ground. So that will be framed, siding, windows, doors. So you'll see a shell. There'll just be nothing on the inside, like the rough plumbing, rough electrical, mechanical. So we still have a ways to go, but our plan is to be able to bring people here to see the vision of what the Lord's doing and say, hey, I want to get come alongside you to help finish this project.
And how much longer do you envision for the camp to be completely built out to your liking before you add on more?
I'll probably be 75. We need to add more cabins. We're even look more housing for staff, because most camps have, you know, staff housing, and that's like you can offset their, you know, you don't make a lot out of nonprofit, but if you're able to provide housing, that's a huge endeavor. Also, we're looking at, you know, different meeting areas. Like a lot of conference centers have more hotel style lodging. You know, where, you know, you can host a marriage retreat or, you know, whatever. So that's in the future as well. And a gymnasium that's climate controlled, that, again, once it rains at camp, you have places to put kids and, you know, so a lot of fun stuff to come. But right now we're focused on getting a place for kids to eat. It would be multiple meeting spaces so we could host more than one retreat at a time. And also the big thing is it's going to have a space for, we're going to move the infirmary down to the dining hall because it's more centralized and at the conference center. So we'll actually have a place for a nurse to sleep, not in a camper. So I think that'll attract nurses a lot easier to like, wait, I'm staying in a camper. I was like, no, it has a shower and it's air conditioned. It's you know, a nice
private
camper. Yeah. Your own private camper. It's really nice.
Well, if you want to learn more about what Camp Canaan has to offer, there is an open house this Sunday, March the 16th. And what will folks get to experience when they come out there, Matt?
They just get to see the island. They get to hear the story of how Canaan came about, how our programs really impact the lives of kids. You know, like your kids have been there. Mm-hmm. And it's just camp is a special place where there's no technology. You get to actually see if someone likes something you're doing instead of looking at your phone to see if they liked it, you know. You can see real time if they like it, but you just learn about the Lord and who you are in Christ in an outdoor environment. So I love camp.
Well, we can vouch. Our kids have been there before, and if I see Colin's doing something, I'm like, what are you doing? And she said, I learned this at Camp Canaan. So
I love
you
that.
Imprinted. Mm-hmm. On her at a young age. So she'll be, you know, 20, 30, 40 years old, and she'll say, oh, I learned that at Camp Canaan.
I love
that. That's really cool. I mean, you really are doing some amazing things out there. Briefly, let's talk about your camp season. Do you still have open spots, and do you need camp counselors, and what does all that look like?
Yes, we definitely need camp counselors. We're in the process of hiring, and I always tell the camp counselors, like, this is one of the most life-changing jobs, hardest jobs you'll ever have, but you'll get so much out of it because I don't know, those kids look at those counselors like they're superheroes, you know, and there's no other place that they could make an impact in the future than working at a summer camp. Like, it's just amazing to breathe life into those kids, to encourage them, to love them. So we're hiring camp counselors. We have a few spots, you know, on the 4th of July week and the last week camp because the school schedule is a little different this year, that's been a challenge, but we do have some spots. A lot of weeks have huge waiting lists, but there's a few weeks where, you know, just with the new school schedule, and none of the school systems, like Charlotte's way different than Rock Hill School District, York, you know, so it's just like everybody's going back at different times, and it's been a challenge. So there are a few spots, you know, to for those weeks.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, I know the school schedule has not been has not really helped. It seems like a lot of our summer activities, especially our camps, they've just said like summer ends so quickly, and now ends at the end of July, and August is now like a month of school, where it used to be half of the month is still summer.
Yeah, and I'm not taking away, a lot of learning happens in the classroom, but a lot of learning happens outside of the classroom. And like, you know, summertime is a time for that, you know, to for where kids can really get away from the classroom and learn in a different way. And one, be impacted by the gospel at Canaan, but also you're learning high adventure, you're facing fears. There's so many different things that kids learn at camp. So let's not forget that that's a valuable part of life too.
Absolutely.
This is a safe space. Ashley and myself, we tout how important it is to learn from your books in school. That is a vital part of the experience, but also it's life experiences that will take you just as far.
I mean, that is a classroom in my book.
Really is.
We're just an outdoor classroom. Yeah. You know,
it's really right. Nice.
We thrive in that area, Matt. So we were missing out on Camp Canaan. I wish it was around when we were this age, because we would have been the star campers for sure.
And counselors.
Yeah, we would have. We would have been it. Well, Matt Harper is his name. He is, again, the camp director out there at Camp Canaan. Despite what they went through back in the fall with Hurricane Helene, the camp is continuing to thrive. And they are, 90% built up, caught up to speed, as well as bringing in new buildings. So check it out this Sunday, March the 16th, out there at Camp Canaan. It gets underway from 1 to 4. It's an open house. It's free. You're going to hopefully have all your questions answered. And if you've got more questions, just stick around and they'll answer it for you.
We launched a new website, which is really great, but you can do a virtual tour of the island. So if you can't make it out, we have a 360 tour. So you go to our map, it's interactive, and you click on a building, you can walk inside of it. Oh, you can kind of turn around, look. And so if you don't have a chance to make it out, you can also check us out online.
Technology is a great thing. Matt, we are here to continue to support Camp Canaan, and thank you so much, sir.